Hey there, everyone. This is Infinity. It is 7:02 in the Pacific on the 27th of May, 2020. I did not intend that. And I didn't intend for the last episode, which we had to cut these up because somebody showed up at my house. That was a trip when I saw that loaded. What was it? At 6:44, I uploaded it and it was 40 minutes and 46 seconds long. And it was episode number 90. So it was, if you just count the 190, not the 290s, because I put the episode there because some players don't show episode numbers and I want them to be just seen. So once I realized that, I started putting them on all the episodes. So in case you're wondering, not all podcast players show the episode numbers. So I put it there as well. So we'll just count the one. So it goes 9, and then I put card number 4, the Isle of Wonder. So it goes 9, 4, 4, 4, 6, and then I uploaded it at 6:44, but we're just looking at the time of it and the time, like the length of it and the time that I uploaded it. There's a mirrored number there. It's 40 minutes and 46 seconds long, and it was at 6:44, so it goes 4, 4, 6, 6, 4, 4. And again, with the other 4 and the other 9. So we have like the 9. So I saw that and I was like, oh, wow. And then here we are starting at 7:02 in the Pacific on the 27th of May. And we got the Isle of Wonders. Hopefully you took a listen to that oracle. It was pretty cool. It reminded me a lot of the meditation that we did for the new moon. And I actually posted a picture on my Instagram stories. So if you want to go ahead and take a look at that, you can. And as I promised in the description of episode number 90, the Hidden World Oracle card number 4, the Isle of Wonders, we're going to get right to it. So here we go. Hopefully your space is set for you. I think we're good to go here. I'm just going to turn off the slate, even though I am going to use my no kitty, even though I am going to use my eye mask. Okay, thank you so much for joining me here. I appreciate it. Happy 27th, a power ascension day. Started with a big boost and reset of energies yesterday with Gaia. So, however you may have been feeling in the last little over 24 hours physically, and that could be a lot of different things, from tired to anxious to lightheaded, sensitivity to light. There's just a lot of energies, a lot of transmutation going on, a lot of people connecting with the other side, still very much attached and connected to their loved ones who have crossed over, and as we've talked about before, there has been and there is an ongoing mass exodus, and they're acting like a bridge to their friends and family members on this side of the veil. So as we said weeks ago, they are not going far at this time. They're staying very near. They want to be very much connected with their loved ones. And so they are on purpose staying very, very near to the earth plane at this time. It's just a collective decision that has been made with these souls. And this is to help transition the consciousness of the population, but not just here, but just the entire population everywhere. There's not many events that can trigger such a happening where people in the collective are connected to those who are crossing over and like diving into a pool. And even though you may not be diving into the pool, if many or the ones around you that are close to you are diving into the pool and you are close to them, you'll be splashed with some of the water. And this is how they're showing it to me, as these souls come to a point where they can make a decision about their journey and about crossing over, about different timelines. And when they take and make certain decisions about when is time, and such as this time for the collective, they'll stay very near. And as a collective crossing over, and not just from one thing or one type of ailment, but from anything at this time, it is all connected. So this is happening. Something to be aware of and to lend your energy to, the understanding of the very true idea that when you die, you're in a transitional period, state of being. You're not, as always, we're always in a transitional state of being. So it's just another chapter once we depart our bodies for transitioning. The physical body no longer has the life force energy inside of it, which is the soul, because there's been a disconnection between the physical body and the energy of the soul, and the soul departs the body. Now, where the soul goes after that point, that is up to the soul. But like I said, for so many who are transitioning at this time, they're staying very near. And this is a collective decision to help raise the consciousness of the collective that are still here in body and will continue to be, who are on the ascension path. This will trigger throughout the collective, throughout humanity as a whole, and it will cause a rise in consciousness in different levels, layers throughout humanity about all sorts of different things, not just those things that are spiritual, even though everything is spirit and energy on some level, of course, but throughout different, all sorts of different things that are connected in the collective and things that need to be rethought and restructured, new things and practices put in place, because as we could see from different happenings, a new way of doing things is necessary, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, a new way of living, a new way of treating the self and the body, the mechanisms, the mechanics of the body, how important it is to treat it a certain way. And as we said earlier, we are being shown to have so much more clarity at this time, clarity with our intentions, of how we feel, where we want to go, what we want to do, even if we're just figuring it out, just have clarity in that. Clear intentions, as Archangel Michael said in the Oracle card that we pulled yesterday. So, as we said, truly getting into the meditation at this point, please, family, want to welcome in our divine counterparts, our our spirit tribes, our angels, archangels, galactics, our fae, our dragons, all of the members of the High Council on both sides of the veil, in every level of incarnation, and take a moment to just take a few deep breaths. Really feel into your body, nice and dark behind your mask, nice and relaxed. Again, centered in your body, engaged in your pelvis and in your abdomen, your abs, shoulders back and down. Deep breath, just bring that breath all the way down, just in through your nose. So big deep breath. All the way down, hold on to it, and then slowly release out of your mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath in through your nose. Now, this is a bedtime meditation. So we're just going to be getting into our body, just sitting on your bed. You're not going to be here for very long. Just sitting on your bed, taking a few deep breaths, cross-legged or just with your sitting off to the side. We're getting relaxed, welcoming in our guides and guardians. Continuing to feel them getting closer into our space. This meditation is to help connect you with your spirit guides. Whomever is meant to come through to you, whomever you're feeling guided to connect with, whomever that is, because we all have very many guides. that we're connected to, aside from the angelics, aside from your galactic family or the animal spirits or, you know, those of the official high council, you have others as well. So this could be a time when you're supposed to be connecting with a guide. But whomever it is, it could be an angelic. It could be a soul aspect. It could be a soulmate that you're supposed to connect with in astral because it's getting closer on a new timeline, branch, possibilities, the corridors opening up. We connect with our soulmates, our soul family, and of course our twins, whether they're incarnate or not. When we're in astral, we connect with archangels and angelics. We connect in so many ways. We do so much work when we're in meditation, when we're in astral, and it's important that we know that we're aware of that. It's also important to be very proactive in connecting with our guides and saying, I want to connect with you. I welcome in all of my guides and guardians, all of those who support me on this journey, who were there with me when I declared I wanted to go back into body and take upon this life at this time and be part of this divine mission to raise the awareness of the consciousness and the health of Gaia and all of her, what she calls babies, our brothers and sisters, humanity. We decided to be here, the Light Body Collective, Light Warriors, the healers, the seers, the light workers, and so many who don't recognize themselves as a healer or on any level, even though they are. Those who are supposed to recognize and remember, we extend our energy out to them, each of us holding open the door for the next, and the next, and the next, and that's just how it goes on and on and on. And each time we decide to connect through meditation, we get stronger and stronger in our connections, our muscles get bigger, everything gets more vibrant. We can really feel, see, and rise, and we get better at our abilities and our natural way of working with energy and energies, connecting our natural psychic abilities, our healing abilities, our ways of connecting. So take a few deep breaths. We're going to, before we get into the laying down position, before we start to really get into it, going to decide to connect with our guides and our guardians, whichever spirit guides are to come to us. They all love us. They all have our back, whether it's a group of them, whether it's one of them, whether it's someone that we knew in this life, whether it's an ascended master, an angelic, an archangelic, a group of them, whether we're guided by Gaia herself, and she takes us someplace very special and has a very private chat with us. I know she's going to do that with some of you. I know Jesus will come to some of you. I know archangels will come to some of you. I know your own friends and family will come to you. I know you will see animals, some of you, and speak with them and be taken to the animal, through the animal kingdom, to their realm. Some of you will connect directly with a soul aspect. Some of you will connect with a soon-to-be romantic soulmate partner. And remember, you can revisit this meditation at any time, on your own or with my guidance. So welcome to going to sleep with your guides, welcoming them in, having them tuck you in, holding you safely all around you. So let's get into bed. We're going to lay flat on your back. Try to get your head not so high up, so as flat as possible, but you want to keep that comfy. So remember, comfort is the most important thing. I'm going to stretch your legs out nice and far, leading with your heels one at a time, first left, then right legs, stretching out your pelvis and your hips as you do that. First your right leg, nice and strong stretch out, lifting your leg and pulling it down, and then with your left, reaching it out and pulling it down, stretching out your toes, wiggling your toes, letting your feet fall, deciding if we're going in or out with our knees, in or out with our feet, whatever feels good, making sure your pelvis is nice and straight and flat. Again, your shoulders nice and straight, back against the bed, not up by your ears, as sometimes they tend to be. And finally, your arms and your hands, they can be with your elbows kind of tucked in and your hands out by your sides if that feels comfortable. They can be on your belly. Again, what's most comfortable for you, as open as possible, but without causing too much pressure on any joint or muscle or tendon. You want to be really, really relaxed, feeling in your body. So just let's take a feel of our body real quick from head to toe. Getting nice and comfy. And real quick, we're going to tighten up our toes and our feet muscles and our calves and our thighs. Tighten them up, our butts and our abs. Tighten up, make fists, tighten up your face. Tighten up, tighten up, tighten up. Oh, tight, 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 tight. Oh, tight, tight, tight. And then let go. Do it again if you feel like you need to, if it didn't do it enough. Sometimes once is enough to tighten everything up and then let it go. Really feeling your body, letting that energy go, being aware of everything where you might have really tight spots. Take a deep breath, wiggle your toes. Clear out your throat. Feel into your throat with a deep breath with your mouth open. That's it. think about the space right between your eyes. Dig deep into the center of your brain. Feel into that entire space. Could be more aware of it since you got all tight, 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 and let go. Just let the energy flow. Start really letting go, relaxing. Deep breaths. We're going to welcome in again, nice and tight around our bed. Wherever it is that we're sleeping, this divine sacred space, now it's so protected with your guides and your guardians. Your entire spirit tribe is with you, layer upon layer, all of these beautiful souls that love you so, so much. Ones you're close, close to and super, super aware of, and ones that you have no idea, no remembrance of. They all love you. They're all here. They're all connected with you. And when it's right, they come forward and they offer their guidance, their love, their understanding, their messages, their light, their love. So we want to welcome them all in. Just any soul that I am connected to, in any realm and dimension, from any life I've ever lived, incarnate here upon Gaia or any place else in creation, I welcome in my divine soul tribe. I am open to being guided through my astral time as I sleep on this night. I invite my guides, my guardians, to come close and speak with me. I know that I am held carefully, softly, with love and guidance and patience by Gaia, our great mother. I'm open to being connected to having meetings with my guides, my guardians, divine angelics, my galactic brothers and sisters, my galactic family, my own soul, my higher self, any and all aspects. I am choosing to raise my consciousness. I'm going to sleep this night being open to these connections, and I am open to remember as much as is appropriate for me upon awakening, and I promise to record symbols and messages, anything that I remember. These are keys to my further understanding. And just see yourself as you lay there in your bed. comfortable, relaxed, safe, peaceful, can feel the love of your divine counterparts, your spirit tribe. So much love around you. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful. And just imagine yourself once again underneath a big tree in a meadow, the weather is perfect. You open your eyes and you see the sun going through the branches of the tree. Smells so sweet in the air. You close your eyes again, deciding to feel the energy of Gaia and this beautiful tree coming up from the ground beneath you. You're just laying directly on the grass, beautiful mossy grass like a pillow, meant to be laid on. Not hurting a thing. In fact, lending your energy to the growth of everything else around you as you lay under this beautiful tree. You can feel it with your fingers. It's spongy and bouncy. It's so alive and beautiful as you lay on it. Feeling the energy exchange between you and Gaia. You open your eyes a little bit and see the light from the sun shining through the branches of the tree. And you look around, closing your eyes again, taking a deep breath. You hear the birds around you, all the little noises, the creaks, the echoes, the calls in the wild. And you feel the energy rising up from Gaia. You close your eyes. So nice and warm. Pay attention to your energy centers, to your chakras as you lay in this big, beautiful meadow underneath this tree. And you think about each one of your chakras and how they are connected to the flowers and the plants in this meadow and beyond. And your red energy center, your root chakra, and your sacral, the orange, and your solar, the yellow, and your heart, the green, so much green. Connecting with all of these colors that you see all around you as you open your eyes. With each breath, with each heartbeat, invigorating your energy centers, invigorating everything in nature around you and beyond. The blue of your heart, of your throat chakra, is the sky all around you. As you look up beyond the trees, with the light shining from the sun, connecting with all of the air between Mother Earth and her sky, opening up all of that expansion through your mouth and down into your throat. thinking of all that expanded energy of the air, the sky, the direct connection. Connecting with your third eye chakra, expanding that, deciding that as you sleep, you open up your awareness, your connectedness, invigorating with your crown chakra, that violet, sending out that pulse of energy and light, connecting to your entire spirit tribe through your crown chakra, through your third eye chakra, pulling as much, integrating as much, connecting as much, remembering as much with the organic computer that is your brain, meant to detect fraud, to know truth, to connect with your soul, to decode your soul encodements, to help lead you. This is the time to decide to open up all of these energy centers, to connect with Gaia, to be led, to be cleared and healed, to be taken to higher places in creation, in the multiverse, through the realms, the in-between and the hidden worlds, within and without. And from here, dear one, you may lay, just let yourself ease into a nice, peaceful sleep as you think about all around you, connecting with Gaia, or you may decide to get up and take a walk down the different paths that open up to you. And from here, you will be met and greeted with your spirit guide or guides that are meant to meet with you on this night. Either way, you will meet with them. They are ready to connect with you, and you are ready to connect with them. You will remember what you are meant to remember if you choose to. And decide as you sleep, as you connect with your guides, know that over your body you are protected. You have the healing energies of the angelics, the archangelics, your own guardian angels, the divine healing angels. And you will be led, if you need further physical healing, to those of us incarnate who can help you. When you are ready and open, and if and when that is meant to be. But know as you sleep, divine, pure, love light energy will be cocooned, radiated all around you, protected as you ascend into the higher realms and dimensions and meet with your guides from this beautiful place in the meadow with Gaia, connected to her. And know when you awake in the morning, you will feel cleared, happy, loved, connected, empowered, healthy, joyful, blissful, grateful. And of course, you'll know how loved you are. probably more than ever. I want to thank you for letting me guide you here, family. It's always beautiful to be a facilitator, to connect family. May you have a divine, beautiful, restful sleep. Again, thank you for being here. All of you incarnates and all of you on the other side. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. I love you already. And always live in love. Good night, dear one.